Stop here at marker 7 and take another sensory impression. How does the air smell? Salty? Fragrant? Pungent? What do you hear? You are standing on the dike directly over the dam and spillway. When you face marker 7, freshwater Silver Spring is behind you and the brackish salt marsh is in front of you. Dr. Austin constructed the dam to maintain Silver Spring as a permanent freshwater pond and to keep tidal salt water out. Listen to the water flowing down into the marsh. Sometimes it trickles quietly. Other times it's a steady flow. Enough fresh water flows from Silver Spring into the salt marsh to dilute the salinity here, allowing a fringe of cattails to grow along the upland edge of the salt marsh. Cattails are plants of freshwater wetlands and do not tolerate typical salt marsh conditions. In winter, this portion of the trail is exposed to the prevailing northwest winds that whip across the bay and the open marsh. How many wind sounds can you hear? The wind hisses through the cattails, rattles the bare branches of nearby scrub oak, and howls around our heads. Sometimes even the crows and gulls have trouble flying in a blustery wind.
With your back to marker 7, turn toward 3 o'clock and follow the path to marker 8 for approximately 150 feet, keeping the vegetative edge on your right. The wooden guide rails that flank marker 8 will be on your right. Find the marker, then press 8.